Good morning. I'm thirsty. Who else is thirsty this morning? Amen. Right? I'm Robin Scruggs. Most of you know me. I'm the wife of Ron. And a lot of people ask me, can I sing like that? No, I can't. I get that all the time. Nope. God did not give me that gift. My daughter Sierra can sing, not me. I have two wonderful girls, Sierra and Savannah. As most of you know, we are transplants. I'm from the East Coast. I grew up out in Virginia at the base of the Blue Ridge Mountains. I'm a country girl. I'm the youngest of three, and I'm the only girl. My parents loved me, and I was definitely known as a mama's girl. But I wasn't raised in a Christian home. I did not know the gospel. My childhood was really tumultuous. My parents were not saved. You know, my dad was in and out of jail, and so my home life was not very pleasant. I still love my parents. I have wonderful memories of them still, and I know that they really tried to raise me the best that they could. But you see, I always thought that I wasn't such a bad kid, right? I mean, it's not until I had my own children that I really shudder to think of them, you know, experimenting with booze and boys and drugs. I was really oblivious to the importance of having a righteous life. I never even considered that I might need to change. I can't tell you how many times that I boldly lied to my parents. And yet I still thought I wasn't that wild. You know, my friends, they were doing things that were even worse. And yet, you know, my brothers, you know, I wasn't as wild as them. I didn't have a criminal record, right? Jesus said, "You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." So when I was 20, I met Ron in a bar. He was a bartender and I was a waitress. But I had the party life. I worked at night. And then, you know, when you work in the restaurant business, you know, you get off at 1 o'clock. There's a lot of hours to fill. So I would go out at night and party, but there was one rule in my house. I had to be home by 5 a.m. And you're probably asking, why 5? My dad got up at 5 a.m. That car had to be in the driveway. Yeah. I never felt a hunger or a twinge that my life was not right because I was so consumed with material things and being happy in the moment. So in my late 20s and my early 30s, I started to adopt a lot of New Age beliefs. Crystals, auras, and worshiping nature became very important. Isn't it crazy that I thought that I could get power from a rock? I mean, how silly is that? That's so silly. These false idols gave me a sense of security and belonging that I longed for. As the Apostle Paul wrote, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to the mute idols, however you were led." And this was so true for me. I knew there was a God, but I really thought that there were many ways that you could come. But Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." You know, as I look back, I don't know if you've had this opportunity to prepare your testimony, and you can see God's hand and blessing upon your life. I truly had that pleasure of doing that. At this point, Ron and I, we had been married for 10 years, and we didn't have any children, and I didn't think that we were going to. God gave me a wonderful gift. He gave me Sierra. So it was after the birth of our first daughter, Sierra, a neighbor knocked on my door and introduced herself. "Hi, I'm Shelly. I live a few doors down, and guess what? I have a 6-month-old baby girl, too." God brought Shelly into my life to bring me the gospel. Little did I know that Shelly had two other small children at home, and she and her husband, they worked really hard so that she could spend time with me. She and I started walking at 6:30 in the morning, and she started praying for me. The first time she asked me at the end of our walk, she says, "Robin, do you want to pray?" I'm like, "Outside?"
in your driveway? No.
Yeah. But she kept inviting me, you know? I mean, always open, always giving me love. She invited me to cookie exchanges, mom's meetings, church. Again and again, I was exposed to God's word. You know, after attending church for about a year, I could see that I was a sinner, right? I didn't deserve happiness, and I accepted Christ as my Savior. But salvation is not the end of my testimony. What I find truly so amazing is that God was not done with me yet. Surrounding me with wonderful Christian Titus II women who prayed with me, and they taught me so much in my early walk. One friend taught me how to pray. Another provided Bible instruction, while another taught me submission to my husband. And those that you know me, I'm still working on that one. I was saved before Ron, and that was a difficult time going to church alone. You know, I mean, however, my Christian friends just, they continued to encourage me to pray for Ron. I have to say the hardest prayer was, whatever it took. Whatever it took for Ron to come to the Lord and that I would submit to the Lord's authority and timing. And God is so good. Later, Ron turned to me and said, I want to go to church with you. And I have to say, from that time, my husband has been on fire for the Lord. I am so grateful for his timing, his will. Yielding to my husband's desire to attend another church, I left where I felt comfortable and loved, and I went into the unknown. And so through the years, God has placed us where we received wonderful discipleship and teaching. And we love you all here. You all have walked along us on the seminary journey, and we are so grateful for Church of the Canyons. Ron will finish seminary in December, Lord willing, right? And we will start full-time ministry if the Lord allows. So after graduation, we don't know where the Lord's going to put us, but we know not to fear because he will provide all we need. I am always astounded by God's grace. Every time I face uncertain situations where I should be scared, the Lord has provided an amazing way that I never thought possible. If I had thought that 20 years ago, a country girl living out here in L.A., married to a preacher man, that was never in my... That wasn't me. No. I know without a doubt that I do not deserve the life that I now have or the one to come with Christ in heaven. It is only through his grace and forgiveness that I am saved. So I want to encourage you with these words from our Lord. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. Thank you.